This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jill Ovid, J-I-L-L, middle initial H-O-V-I-T-T. Date of birth 08-26-1968. Date of appointment 6-6-2023. Requesting physician Janice Freeman, J-A-N-I-C-E-F-R-E-E-M-A-N. NP, dear Janice Freeman, I have the pleasure of seeing Jill Ovid today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 54-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was driving the car on 4/24/2023. And all of a sudden, she felt dizzy, cannot see through the left eye. Pulled car over, sat about 15 minutes, it resolved, went to the work, but the boss sent her to the emergency room where MRI of the brain and CT of the head done, which was read as negative. She was sent to the ophthalmologist who diagnosed her orbital migraine. Her left arm is tingly and numb. MRI of the C-spine done by Mohawk Valley MRI. Dizziness means head is swinging. This happened 3 times again. She has a history of car accident in the past. She hit the head. She has a short-term memory problem. She is having numbness and tingling in the hand. She has a numbness and tingling in the arms and the hand. Always have headache. It is back of the head. Sometime front also is pulsating. It is a hot feeling. No nausea, no vomiting. With phonophobia, no photophobia. She headache when this was happening. She was having headache when this was happened. She feels dizzy when she stand up. Past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism. Left ovarian cyst, past surgical history, left knee surgery, back surgery, cholecystectomy, rotator cuff repair, sinus surgery. Allergy, known drug allergy, medication, levothyroxine, lisinopril, sertraline, 150 mg daily, rizovastatin, 20 mg daily. Social history, she smokes 15 cigarettes per day. She drinks over the weekend 6 can of beer. She is working as a secretary for a judge. She is married, lives with the husband, have one kid. Family history, mother alive and healthy, father deceased. due to alcohol problem and cirrhosis of the liver. Two sister alive and healthy, no brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety, joint pain, back pain, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 54-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number 1, TIA, number 2, complicated migraine, number 3, left-sided carpal tunnel syndrome, number 4, dizziness, number 5, memory issue. Next paragraph, her history is suggestive of TIA. Her MRI of the brain done in Nathan Latour Hospital is normal. We'll try to get the report. She has a C-spine problem also, and we will get that report also, which she had already had MRI. For prevention of further TIA, I advised her to take one baby aspirin and continue the rizobestatin. Complicated migraine is also a possibility. For carpal tunnel syndrome, I will order the EMG of the upper extremities. I also want to order the carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram to complete the stroke workup. I want to order the blood test including B6, B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, vitamin D, RPR, Lyme antibodies, anticardiolipin antibodies, lupus anticoagulant, antithrombin, factor 5, lidan and homocysteine. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.